This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Back. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly event on the radio and in podcast form at talkradiocountdownshow.com. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and we have 10 items on the story list, Michael, as usual. I wonder if we could have 10A, maybe 9B, just to add a little color.
Well, I mean, it's a complicated situation. This is not box office where we're measuring the number of tickets sold or widgets.
Number of people listening. No.
This is slicing salami of the mind.
Oh, did you just come up with that?
Yes.
Salami of the mind. I'd rather think it's more, depending on the host that you're listening to, bologna of the mind instead of salami of the mind.
That's definitely.
Yeah. All right, so we've got the stories list, the people's list. Let's go.
Yeah, we're going to slice the bologna for you, folks.
Slice it up.
Yep. At number 10, we have California wildfires, and that's tied with climate change. They're tied together. At number 9, what a tale of woe. Stephen K. Bannon arrested for fraud. That came out.
Why is there no surprise attached to that?
Oh, my gosh.
Sleaze bag.
Yeah. Number 8, U.S. relations with China, Russia, and the Middle East. Number 7, the Black Lives Matter movement, race relations, and political correctness. At number 6, economic challenges facing the nation's businesses as they try to get back on their feet against all odds. At number 5, education struggles as schools try to get back on their feet against all odds. At number 4, healthcare, meds, and vaccines. At number 3, COVID-19 stats and projections. At number 2, the United States Postal Service under scrutiny. And number 1, the presidential race and the Democratic National Convention. On our People Survey, at number 10, Tom Brenneman, a sportscaster who was pulled from the air because he didn't know his mic was live. At number 9, Stephen K. Bannon, a man who was pulled from a yacht. At number 8, Vladimir Putin.
Which he bought with money that he raised fraudulently from many donors.
Something like $25 million, hundreds of thousands in his pocket.
Right.
Oh, my.
Guy's got a lot of balsam anyway.
He sure does. Yeah. Vladimir Putin and Alexei Navalny, a couple of Russians, at number 8. Number 7, Louis DeJoy. At number 6, Nancy Pelosi. Number 5, Bill and Hillary. Number 4, Barack and Michelle. At number 3, Kamala Harris. At number 2, Joe Biden. Number 1, Donald Trump. What a week. Whoa. Mm-hmm. It is amazing.
A week. All right. Yeah. So the things that people have heard day in and day out about the Democrats and the Republicans and the convention, for my money, the thing that has the most interest and perhaps the most impact is what's going on in the Postal Service. If you haven't seen some of the pictures, Michael, and I'm betting that you have, a lot of folks talking about this, I saw somebody refer to it as Armageddon because of all the rotting food and the dead animals at postal facilities all around the country. And the focus of the news media has been the cutbacks. And yet, if you look at the policy rollbacks, they don't really appear to have changed very much. As you know, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, so I belong to the National Farmers Union. And the Farmers Union has been all over this because they figured that the Postal Service, if there were cutbacks, the first people who would be affected, kind of like with net neutrality, would be folks in rural America. And, you know, the Postal Service means more there than it does, let's say, to many people who live in big cities or people who have access and use the Internet and use email and all that stuff to communicate. Well, folks in rural America don't have that luxury, frankly. And so when you look at rule changes, whether they have, you know, whether they're impactful or not, one of the worries has been as to whether or not the Postal Service would be doing things that would get in the way of of people sending in absentee ballots or voting in the mail. So right. when one of the things they did do this week, the Postal Service has forbidden employees from signing absentee ballots. You know, you have to have a witness when you send in the ballot. You have to have somebody witness your, you know, you can fake a signature. Who knows? How are they going to prove that? That's what's one of the things that's really so rotten about using the Postal Service or mail for voting. So I just I was interested in your what you heard in your circle this week about some of these things.
Well, you just explained it all, and you did a good job of it. It's down to, is the Postal Service up to the task of handling a large increase of mail that would include mail-in ballots because of coronavirus? Or is that just a ploy to create doubt about the accuracy of the election on the part of the president?
The speciousness of that argument is that fewer and fewer people are using the Postal Service. They haven't cut back the number of employees, and they really haven't cut back in service. So why should adding ballots? That's what they're there for. They're there to carry the mail mm-hmm. and deliver the mail. They yeah. have trucks. They have buses. They have trucks and planes and
all I know is that you know I'm just a person and I'm in a business yeah. and I do not find that the Postal Service is so terrible.
I don't either.
I mean, you're going to find in any kind of an operation that depends upon man and machines or persons and machines to be correct. That there's going to be breakdowns, that there are going to be screw-ups. But when you stop and think about what it costs to mail a letter and how many transactions take place every day in America through this thing we call the United States Postal Service, I think it's pretty miraculous that it runs as smoothly as it does.
You can throw a letter. I'm one of the few people I know. I don't know whether you do or not. We've never had this conversation. I pay all my bills in the mail. I get my checks in the mail, although more and more people that I do business with want to send me electronic funds transfer. Okay, so you want to do that, that's fine. But when it comes down to brass tacks here, I've never thought the Postal Service is any great shakes because it's too unionized and there's too much politically correct stuff going on, so it's not very efficient. And some of the, like I went to the post office in Santa Monica the other day, and the woman was just surly and nasty. But I got done what I needed to get done. She didn't want to help me, but she ended up helping me.
Did she refuse to go out with you for dinner? Is that what it was? Or
no, I wasn't interested in her for dinner. But thanks for asking. Yeah, no,
I don't know. I want to know what the circumstances of what.
Well, I had sent a letter, and it came back in the mail, and so I went in to get it corrected, and she said, "Well, you got to find the thing," and I said, "Well, I don't know. That's the address I had." So I said, "This is where it's going." And she said, well, I don't know anything about that. But then she looked it up on her computer, and it came up with the right address, so she changed it, and begrudgingly, when I paid my whatever it was, $8, she didn't say thank you. Does that bother you? When you give somebody some money in exchange, no matter where it is, a post office, a grocery store, wherever, you're giving them money to pay them to be there, and yet they feel like they're doing you a favor if they don't say thank you.
Yeah, well, they think that you should be saying thank you to them for providing you with the service, and they think
I would if they say thank you to me. I say, oh no, thanks very much.
So here's my opinion on this. I have rendered a verdict. Both sides should say thank you in every transaction.
Who starts it? Who should say thank you first?
I don't. It should be natural and organic. It should be spontaneous. As long as it happens. Okay. So if somebody else says thank you first, you should say thank you. With a lot of zealousness. No, thank you. No, thank you.
No, thank you. Yeah. Now, that old line. Yeah, that's it. 15 past the hour.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Let me do a couple of things and then we'll go back to our silly comparatives here. My Pillow, nothing silly about that. The latest focus is on you getting a good night's sleep thanks to the My Pillow pillow topper and mattress topper. MyPillow has a patented foam, solid, superior support topper, 3 unique layers. Check it out online at MyPillow.com. One of the many things that they do that is really, it's an American company that's got a great story. So provide yourself with a mattress topper that will keep your body cool. That's what you want. You don't want to wake up in a sweat. Oh, there's nothing worse than that. So provide yourself with this at a great price at MyPillow.com. Zippered, removable cover, washable and dryable, like everything else that you get from MyPillow, including their pillows. So check it out. The best way for you to have a great night's sleep is with the mattress, mattress topper, the sheets, the pillows, the pillowcases, all of it right there. If you spend more than $200 at MyPillow.com, they'll finance it for you. Check it all out. Spend and enjoy the health that comes from a great night's sleep, courtesy of all the products at MyPillow.com. When you're buying, checking out, use the code DJV for the best deal.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry. This offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to GrowWealthSafely.com. That's GrowWealthSafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. GrowWealthSafely.com.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
All right, Talk Radio Countdown. The Tom Brenneman story, he's number 10 on the People list this week. His father, Marty, was somebody that I knew fairly well when I was working in Cincinnati in the late 80s. He was the broadcaster that was, he was beloved Cincinnati. Anybody that had anything to do with the Cincinnati Reds was beloved. Pete and even What's-Her-Face, who owned the team, and the Brennemans. But there's a, you remember when Reagan said the bombs are going to start in Russia with the mic open, and that lesson you obviously didn't get learned by Brenneman because his mic was open and he said something stupid. So now he's out of a job, right? Is that how it worked?
Yeah, you're not supposed to say, the rule in radio is don't say anything near a microphone that you wouldn't say on the air. And a microphone is deadly, whether it's on or off in your mind. And he made the mistake of saying something, thinking the mic was off. That was a slur against,
gays.
Gays. It's unfortunate. Quite often this happens. Sometimes this happens to people whose track record is impeccable. Where they're making a joke or something to their friend, which brings up, the inner workings of political correctness are profoundly complex.
Yes.
It really is.
Number seven this week on the countdown.
Yeah.
Politically, that whole business about who gets... And I have something to add to that, if I may. We continue here with an experience at the dentist this week that fits into that, if you'll... But we can use our imagination for a moment or two. No. 21 after the hour is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Every week at this time, we discuss what's going on based on the story list that's at talkers.com. We can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, etc. It's all about talk. We wanted to continue a little bit. Not necessarily with Tom Brenneman. Did I mention it on the air or off the air? The Anderson Cooper interview with Mike Lindell.
It was off the air. That was off the air. On the air, you said that you were going to talk about something that happened to you.
Oh, in terms of political, right. Because the business, number seven this week on the countdown, is a focus, continuing focus on the Black Lives Matter movement and the politically correct stuff, which we find ourselves caught up in. I feel captured almost by it. I was at my dentist this week in Los Angeles, and she's a North Korean. She's from South Korea.
She's Kim Jong-un's sister.
Dentist. Right, yeah. And she's from South Korea. And we were talking. She knows what I do for a living. And she asked me kind of she's a very, very sweet, very smart lady, all the right pedigree, all the right degrees. She has a great business sense. She runs a wonderful, everybody in my family goes to her. And so anyway, she was talking to me about the politically correct side of the Black Lives Matter movement as it might apply to her. Why doesn't it apply to her in a manner of speaking? She didn't say that directly, but her implication was, as a South Korean who's come to America and has been normalized, she's a citizen, her family's citizens, why is it that, you know, there are some prejudices toward Asians? And why is there not a focus on that? Why is it just about blacks? Why isn't it about everybody?
That is a ridiculous argument. You realize there are organizations that defend Asians in terms
of...
aren't
there organizations defending blacks?
Yes. What I'm saying is the reason that she does not come under the umbrella of Black Lives Matter is because she's not black.
No, she doesn't. She wasn't saying that. She said, basically, paraphrasing, doesn't my life matter? I'm not black, but does my life matter? Basically asking, and she's a pretty liberal, you know, I mean, she's Californian. Most people, they are. I mean, she's asking a question that a lot of intelligent people are asking. Why is the focus just on blacks and not on everybody in terms of Does my life matter?
The point is,
does a homeless person's life matter?
The point is well taken, but the issue is very complicated in terms of why do proponents of the Black Lives Matter movement get upset when someone says all lives matter, which is considered to be an insult. And I've gone into depth with that on a number of interviews and a number of conversations.
Please do it here.
It's not that they don't think all lives matter. They believe that that's used as a phrase to indicate non-support of the current movement that Black Lives Matter. That by saying all lives matter, it comes across, the innuendo of it, Doug, is that it's dismissive of the importance of the current movement.
Do you believe that's the case?
I understand that's how they feel. Do I believe it's the case?
Yes,
I
do
too. In the big picture, no, but I respect how they feel, because there are some people that will say all lives matter because they don't want to support.
Right.
Like Pence, that he wouldn't say Black Lives Matter. He would just say all lives matter. Say Black Lives Matter. They do matter. And that's the point. Do Asian lives matter? Yes, Asian lives matter. But if you say all lives matter to diss the Black Lives Matter
movement, it depends on motivation, I think, is what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the kind of intelligence we need to get through this binary thinking and this political correctness that stifles conversation.
But look at the spectrum of conversation and how many people are polarized, stuck, if you will, in a position they don't dare move away from. Let's talk about that as we continue in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. Don't smoke, avoid too much sun, eat a healthy diet, and get moving. All ways to reduce the risk of cancer. Dr. Timothy Moynihan is an oncologist at Mayo Clinic. He says lifestyle choices can affect our risk of cancer.
It looks like somewhere between 45 and 50% of cancer deaths are due to factors that are potentially modifiable. And a lot of people feel like if it's cancer, it's just simply uncontrollable and nothing I can do about it. And that's not true.
Lung cancer due to smoking tops the list.
We also know that use of alcohol, especially heavy use of alcohol, when you combine it with other things such as smoking, clearly increases the risk of things like head and neck cancer, esophageal cancer, other types of cancer, more so than does just smoking by itself. So the two factors seem to be additive. So it's not just one or the other, but the two work together to form a synergy that seems to increase people's chance of getting cancer.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
A strong immune system is one of the best ways to reduce the risk of infection. August is Immunization Awareness Month. Time to learn about diseases like cervical cancer and meningococcal disease. Here's Washington Representative and Women in Government Board Vice Chair Cindy Ryu.
The CDC finds as many as 50,000 adults die from vaccine-preventable diseases each year. Talk with your doctor about these diseases and get your family up to date on their vaccines. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The mayor of Portland, Ted Wheeler, is sending out a strong warning to protesters.
We have to all stop the violence.
He sent out the message after protesters clashed on Saturday night. Supporters of President Trump and left-wing groups erupted in violence, resulting in one death.
For those of you saying that you plan to come to Portland to seek retribution, I'm calling on you to stay away.
Acting Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf.
We've been asking Portland to do their job really for over 3 months now. What you see in Portland is an environment. They foster an environment of this lawlessness and chaos. We've been asking the governor and others to send in the National Guard to address the violence so that you don't have dueling demonstrations. You don't have this violence.
Chad Wolf was on CBS's Face the Nation. This is USA Radio News. The pandemic has changed our lives in unexpected ways, and that includes our children as they begin to return to the classrooms. John Clemens reports.
In communities like Lake Charles, Louisiana, winds are being clocked at 132 miles an hour. An estimated 500,000 people along the Texas-Louisiana border are without power. I spoke to Stacy Lamb of the Convoy of Hope, now in Lake Charles.
As we come into a town, the basic needs when there's no power, there's no water, there's no infrastructure, there's no stores open to buy anything, people need food and water, and that's what Convoy of Hope brings early on.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The nation's first retailer is going out of business. USA's John Hunt reports.
After nearly two centuries in business, Lord & Taylor, America's first department store, is liquidating all of its assets and closing its doors for good. The announcement comes just weeks after the company filed for bankruptcy, adding to a long list of retailers thrown into financial downfalls by the coronavirus. It will close all 38 of its remaining stores and its website. Initially, it planned to keep 14 of their stores open. All of the company's existing inventory, new store arrivals, and new items not previously sold at stores will be available at a deep discount.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
That have fallen and injured themselves. Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 866-500-9981. 866-500-9981. 866-500-9981. That's 866-500-9981.
Spend some more time with us here. That's the invitation. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly feature that has in it all of the accoutrement, if you will, the stories, the people, discussion, what's going on in the world of news talk radio, from the country's foremost expert in that. That's Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Have I left any hanging chads from the last half hour?
Hanging chads, there you go. No, I think that we have covered it quite well, and I think that we can take the next half hour off.
Like,
play old right. Tapes of...
right. Former countdowns, yes. One of the things that happened this week that was this sort of a countdown extra, I feel compelled to have a conversation about it. A lot of people have been talking about it in the sense that, you know, we tend to spend too much time watching stuff like CNN and MSNBC and Fox. I don't know why people seem to feel that it's important to have it either on in the foreground or the background, but it is. So this week, Anderson Cooper, who's kind of an arrogant SOB to begin with, takes on Mike Lindell, who is highly thought of by some because of his starting the company that we talk about, MyPillow. They've become a gajillionaire selling pillows and things that are related to that. And they advertise here on this program. They advertise on CNN. I didn't check to see whether they were still advertising on CNN after Anderson Cooper ripped Mike Lindell from one end of the screen to another, because Lindell's claiming have found something that will eliminate COVID, some kind of Anderson Cooper referred to him as a snake oil salesman. I don't know. I think a lot of those things are worth trying. There's certainly nothing that's going to happen that's hurtful, and it may work. But Cooper, because he is as arrogant as he is, he just so epitomizes for me, Michael, an arrogant New Yorker. That's all I can. When I look at him and I listen to stuff like this, and I wonder what his appeal is. And I would say that across the board. Even sometimes, do you ever wonder when you listen to somebody that's fairly popular as a talk radio host, how it is that that person became as popular as he or she may have?
I wonder that about people in all fields of talent sometimes.
Really?
You know, what
yeah.
are people seeing them or whatever.
Yeah.
I just wonder how much of your feeling about Anderson Cooper is based on his politics as opposed to his personality. That if, his same
well, I think his politics is where he wears it on his sleeve on television. And, you know, you could say to me, why is it different from television to radio? And because we blurred the lines, talk radio has become political talk radio. It's not all talk radio. There's not much of other kinds of talk on talk radio other than political talk radio.
The news talk radio has become primarily political. It wasn't always that way. I mean,
no.
20 years ago, 25 years ago,
right.
politics was a subject discussed on general talk radio.
Not until Limbaugh came along. Would you agree with that?
Limbaugh definitely started that going with no doubt. Limbaugh
right.
was definitely the driving force in turning what's called talk radio into a political format. However, from the Talkers magazine perspective and from my perspective, when I talk about talk radio, I'm talking more about spoken word radio. It's also sports talk. There are relationship shows that are still big. You do have financial talk shows that are part of the mainstream of news talk.
Yes.
You have things on news talk that are not necessarily political. You have shows about technology, about computers. There's all kinds of pet shows, gardening shows, how-to shows.
Information shows.
And even among the political talkers, there is a constant discussion about how much politics should a political talker talk about. Because you want to know about their personal life. You want to know about pop culture. Sometimes pop culture, you know, borderlines on politics, movies, books.
Yeah.
What's going on in sports sometimes overlaps. In radio, we call that crossover. Happens in music. A country record will suddenly become a rock hit. Things of that nature. So thankfully, it remains blurry at the edges.
Well, you know? I was thinking about Dave Ramsey, who's somebody that I have a lot of respect for because he's made something out of nothing, literally. He was a guy that was broke. I think he was bankrupt. And he created an empire based on his own work and putting things together and being smart. But I also wonder sometimes as I listen to him, and I actually had this conversation with him once. I don't know if you ever had or not, but for those who don't know, Dave Ramsey is, I think, on the talkers list number 3. Is he not in the Heavy 100?
Number 3 in the Heavy 100.
Right. He's got well over 500 stations. This
the only people ahead of him on the Heavy 100 is you
Limbaugh.
And me.
I did not see you on the Heavy 100. Right?
Never. I've never been on the Heavy 100 I'm the guy that presides
comes
over
the list.
Over the committee. Wouldn't that be pretty?
Right. Well,
you're on the Heavy 100. You've been on the Heavy 100 every year since it began over 26 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know what kind of an accomplishment that is? If you look at the original...
Has anybody else been on? Bohannon and I. Probably the only two guys that have been
on.
Do you think?
At Limbaugh. Limbaugh has been on
right. Yeah, yeah,
started.
Yeah, yeah.
But, we had people like Barry Farber,
Gus
Williams, Sally Jesse Raphael.
Now, that was the era of... there was an ombudsman-like feel to some of the things on talk radio. Would you...
Yes.
I mean, Ramsey sort of addresses that in a manner of speaking, except he has there's a religious tone, and that's what I was getting at. I asked him, you know, would you make it, would this show work, if you didn't have that sort of tone to it? Because it's clear that there is a connection not only to the stuff that he does, but to some of the people he's supporting on his little network that he's created.
Well, he has a connection to a religious organization.
Yeah, they were the ones that got him started.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's that connection, and obviously that's the circle he travels in.
Yeah.
So there's a moral, spiritual component to the program, but it's not the primary message nor the primary product.
Okay, but now this begs another question. There are several networks around these days that are run by, there was one run by the Catholic Church. There's a sort of non-denominational network that does both talk and music. But it is, you know, it's about either Catholicism or Christianity. And one wonders what the impact is of those stations and that approach.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Religion makes money in whatever venue you package it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Now, that being said, there's always been religious radio all the way back to the beginning of radio. It has always been a place where churches would have sermons, and some of the major broadcasters on television and radio going all the way back were reverends, priests, various and sundry religious leaders. Religion is a part of American life. It's organized, and it has media. Now, what's fascinating today in today's media, Doug, is ministries. Ministries that operate websites, radio stations, and television stations. It's a whole shadow, and I don't mean that in a negative. It's a shadow industry that parallels the broadcast industry that you and I operate in. Mm-hmm. But its paradigm is different. It doesn't sell advertising. It sells donations, and they raise enormous amounts of money.
Well, they can do it under the guise of the 501c3, just like Steve Bannon did. Raise money, and who knows what they do with it.
Well,
right?
I'm not accusing them of anything.
I'm not accusing them either. It's just an observation.
Right. So, but the point is that they operate media outlets that are very sophisticated, more sophisticated in terms of multi-platform presentations than even commercial entities. But their main thrust is not the broadcasting business, it's the religion business.
Yeah.
And these broadcast operations, because they're not just radio, they have TV, radio, and internet. These are basically ministries. Not broadcast companies, they're ministries. A ministry operates in a completely different business paradigm. You follow my drift?
I do. Yeah.
And that's it's a fascinating field. It's a gigantic field, and they make a ton of money, and they have their own subculture. They have their own stars. They have their own, issues.
Right. They have their own culture. So literally is a culture.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know how my mind wanders sometimes. You know me well. When you said, do you follow, what immediately popped into my mind is the scene from the movie The Sting, where Robert Shaw, who's the bad guy, is trying to he plays a character that's trying to chase down Robert Redford and
Paul Newman.
Paul Newman. And he's in a card game, and he's trying to threaten the guy. Well, right now, I have to get people to think about their weight. So much discussion this week about COVID as usual. In the world of the talk radio stats, you look at number 6, 5, 4, 3. Those all have to do with the situation around COVID. And the people who are getting sick these days are ones that are overweight. They have issues. If you're overweight and you don't want to get sick, best listen to what I have to say here for the next 60 seconds. Or maybe better yet, instead of listening to me, we're talking about the effect of words, and I can use words like drainage. I can focus on your hips and your thighs, and the word cellulite comes to the surface. All of those things could maybe be a motivator for you to go to toploss.com and check out Calitrin, which is the only weight loss formula in the world that doesn't have any stimulants, it doesn't have any drugs, and that's why they've been around for decades, and they've helped so many hundreds of thousands of people. They can help you, too. If you're serious, if it's the time for you to lose weight, I suggest strongly you go to toploss.com. Look at all the benefits of getting onto this program, safe for everybody in the family, and right now is a great time to buy, as they have their sort of early fall Labor Day special. Good God, are we talking about fall already? Ah! Buy three... get three free. So there's a six-month program. Each one of these bottles or cans has enough in it for a one-month experience. I believe it takes 6 months for your body to be tuned up so that you'll lose the weight and keep it off. Take my advice. Doesn't cost you any more. Whether you buy three or you get six, it's still the same price. Go to toploss.com. You get that deal by using the code DJV. Plus, you have no shipping charges. That's the discount code DJV at toploss.com.
Boostar medicated ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Boostar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Boostar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Boostar in the first aid section. Feel Boostar work fast or your money back.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to GrowWealthSafely.com. That's GrowWealthSafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. GrowWealthSafely.com.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
All right, so this week, one of the things that Michael does among his many chores is to beside the countdown and managing Talkers Magazine, at talkers.com and at Michael Harrison Interview, mhinterview.com, this week you have something that is kind of a departure from what you usually do and what we usually talk about.
Yeah, this is an interview with an expert on what's going on in China. He's an American. His name is Levi Browdy. And we talk about the Chinese persecution of a large spiritual movement that has really taken over China and is spreading to the United States. Very controversial because it stands up in the face of the CCP, the Communist Chinese government, and they have tarnished its reputation, saying it's a cult and it's subversive, when in fact all it is a modern packaging of Buddhism and very harmless. It's called Falun Gong, and they are killing these people. They are suppressing them. They're incarcerating them and then killing them when they can sell their organs and the organ donor business. We're talking a real, real crisis.
Are they doing the same with Muslims? It seemed to me
they have the Uyghur population, which is Chinese Muslims, are being put in slave camps in communist China.
And they made them work when COVID, everybody else went home. They put them to work in the COVID plants, or the plants affected by COVID. Yeah.
Shocking.
All right, that sounds like an important interview. MHinterview.com, or you can find it at talkers.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
The SanDisk Extreme Pro Portable SSD, or Solid State Drive. It's what you're going to want to back up all your HD or 4K video, your pics, music, and other content. It's got huge storage, and it's super fast. But as SanDisk's Brian Pridgen explains, it's also portable.
Yeah, you know, it gets back to the fact that we all have more high-quality content than ever before, whether it's 4K video, 360 video, and all the applications, AR, VR, etc. We can go on and on. Essentially, those are driving the need for higher capacity solutions. And what consumers tell us is that they want to keep that content with them. They want that content to be portable. And that's why we designed the SanDisk Extreme Pro Portable SSD, specifically for that person that's on the go, that wants to keep high quality content with them.
Head over to SanDisk.com for more info.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy
from the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using, we've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Three after the hour now, time for the countdown of the top five items from the world of technology on Tech Talk with Victoria and Doug. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. I'm going to do the heavy lifting here. Number five.
Yes. I love when you do the heavy lifting of Tech Talk.
I know. Yes. I had to do it. Didn't I have to do it? I did it one day this past week because you weren't around.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right, so you'll save me for myself here. Number five.
Yes. Number five, when Apple introduced its iOS 14 update in June, it spent a lot of the presentation highlighting updates coming to the home screen and apps like Safari and Messages and Siri. But iOS 14 is also full of new accessibility-oriented features, which among the most interesting being a new capability that lets you perform actions by simply tapping the back of your phone, which is really cool, and that's a first. So it's meant for those who may face challenges using their iPhone because of their physical or motor impairments. It's called the new back tap feature, and it's going to be useful pretty much, though, for anyone looking for a quicker way to take a screenshot or launch an app. So the software update will be launching for iPhones in the fall. Typically in September is usually when their big updates happen. But you can try an early version of the update by installing the public beta form on Apple's website. I've done a lot of the beta updates on Apple. It is kind of a cool way to get early access to new features. Sometimes it's a little bit clunky because beta is literally meaning that they're testing it out still. But you can do it and it's free if you want. And so the back tap feature, like iOS 14, it brings broader sweeping changes to the iPhone, the ability to add widgets to the home screen, and you can add a new app library, automatically organizes and sorts your apps for you, which is really nice. But to be able to launch things without going through all of the motions of swiping, which most people are swiping now on their iPhones. So the back tap thing will be really cool, and we'll get more details when the official update happens in September. But again, like I said, you can go right onto Apple's website if you want to try the beta version now.
All right. Number four is a focus on Facebook.
Yep, Facebook, like a lot of other platforms, are now making it easier to find and support black-owned businesses on the platform. This new feature is part of Facebook's ongoing initiative, which was announced in June, that aims to aid black communities. Admins that manage a Facebook page for a black-owned business will have the option to self-identify as a black-owned business. There's no badge or label that will be displayed, but you will like it on Yelp when a lot of people wanted to support black-owned restaurants, black-owned beauty brands, things like that. This is something that a lot of people are looking to do now and actively seeking this out. And so Facebook's taking a page from Yelp and from Google. Facebook also announced that it's allocating $40 million in grants provided to small black-owned businesses. Mm-hmm. And black-owned businesses with up to 50 employees can apply for the grant money on Facebook. The company will select 10,000 black-owned businesses to award the funds to. And so in June, Facebook pledged to invest $200 million to support black-owned businesses and organizations. Half of that fund was invested in small businesses, creators, nonprofits working with black communities, and then the remaining half went to suppliers.
Number three, this smacks of Big Brother to me. I don't like this idea at all. So this is bad. This is really bad. Go ahead.
A lot of Big Brother stuff happening right now. A company that makes a license plate reader announced a national network for law enforcement to follow car movements. So
in fact, everybody's a criminal. That's mm-hmm. using this sort of a thing. The assumption is you're a criminal. We're going to check you out. This has got to be unconstitutional, I would think.
You know, the sad thing is this exists already in 700 cities in America.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
You know, and that's people just aren't aware. People don't know that these issues are happening in their local communities. Maybe they're not voting in local elections to prevent this from happening, but there's a spotlight on the police right now, and this is part of the reason for that. So police often rely on automatic license plate readers to track the movements of cars in their jurisdiction. A surveillance company's new initiative is going to expand those capabilities nationwide. This is called Flock Safety. They make, this is the company, Total Analytics Law Officers Network, TALON is the acronym for it, and so it's going to connect 400 different law enforcement agencies using these cameras around, like I said, there's already 700 cities involved. The ACLU has already showed that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents use license plate readers to track people's movements and accessing a database that logs 150 to 200 million scans every month. Big Brother.
All right, number two. Secret Service, why are they here?
Yeah. More Big Brother. The Secret Service reportedly paid for a product called Locate X, which allows the agency to access location data from apps on people's phones. Again, most people buy the data. The Secret Service bypassed that. So this is just more and more Big Brother.
I just put a note on my copy of the story, up yours. Number one,
the big story of the week, Airbnb, in a very weird time in the economy, has filed to go public. And we'll see where it goes, but the company's valued at about $18 billion right now.
Top five items in the world of technology. Victoria Keelan, Deb Stephan. 50-